With KAZU News, I'm Amy Mayer. Santa Cruz and Monterey County's largest food banks report a third of residents can't consistently afford healthy food. And in this rich fishing region, some of the freshest catch is helping fill those empty bellies. KAZU's Katie Brown has more on how that bounty gets shared.
It's a little after 8 a.m. on a Sunday morning, and dozens of people are lined up at Window on the Bay Park, just past Monterey's Municipal Wharf. The band is already in full swing, and volunteers greet familiar faces.
Good morning. You want more coffee on there?
Today, over 25 volunteers showed up to serve hot, fresh meals to over 100 hungry people. Allen Friends is the organization that puts this on, and a majority of the folks receiving today's meal are unhoused and food insecure. Luis Vasquez is one of them.
Oh, yeah, today they're serving, they say, like a fish, like fish and chips, kind of like that. It's amazing. Wow, I got a double plate.
Despite being a seasonal farm worker picking fresh produce, Vasquez, like many others here, doesn't have access to nutritious foods. This often means opting for lower quality foods that undermine their health, something they can momentarily forget about when Allen Friends cooks up meals.
Fresh seafood, everything they cook, everything here. Thanks, I don't know where they get money to get all the stuff, but I think Mr. Al is the one, like, work hard to bring the food to everyone.
Mr. Al is Al Siekert. While he's working hard frying fish today, many local organizations made this possible. The fish Vasquez was raving about was donated to Allen Friends from the Monterey Bay Fisheries Trust through their community seafood program.
We're going to sort them inside. Okay.
Third-generation Monterey Bay fisherman Walter Dyerly helps operate Sea Harvest, a business his father started in the 1980s. The Fisheries Trust buys seafood from Sea Harvest at a discount and donates it to food relief organizations. This year, they will spend $40,000 on local seafood, which translates to 25,000 meals. After boats hit the dock in Moss Landing, cranes lift the catch off in bins. Then the fish are weighed and separated by species. From here, the seafood is either trucked off for delivery or forklifts bring it into the processing plant.
Everything comes off the boat, gets processed, either frozen, sold that day, or held for the next day for a sale. But nothing sits around out here. Everything moves.
The black cod Sea Harvest provides for Allen Friends was caught a couple days ago, then stored in this huge walk-in freezer.
So, got your step in here, side step. So this is where we store all our frozen. We have
Dyerly points to some individually quick-frozen whitefish fillets.
Black cod, this is what it looks like, the stuff Allen Friends wants.
He cherry-picks 7 or 8 cardboard boxes, barely leaving a dent in the supply that towers around him. Less than an hour after loading up his truck, Dyerly's at Chautauqua Hall in Pacific Grove, hand-delivering the fish to Al Siekert.
Thank you very much, man.
Thank you. Let me get the receipt, please.
Dyerly says Sea Harvest provides fish at cost for the community seafood program. That's a dollar cheaper than their wholesale price. Before Dyerly heads out for more deliveries, Siekert can't let him go without a gift.
Oh, thank you so much, Al.
That's 2 tickets, sir.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Very nice.
He hands Dyerly 2 whale-watching tickets.
It was ingrained in me at a very early age that people shared what they had. And I can tell that it's not just me that thinks that way because I have 100 volunteers.
A little group called Al and Friends. They assemble every Sunday.
Siekert is 82 now, but he started serving meals to people on the beach 12 years ago as a one-man operation with a simple idea.
Serve great meals to those in need, serving anyone a meal, no questions asked.
Back then, he was serving 20 people a month. Nowadays, the group serves upwards of 150 people some weeks, and Siekert has no doubt it will continue after he's gone. In Monterey, Katie Brown, KAZU News.
It goes on and on.
The nonprofit Allen Friends is a KAZU supporter. We cover it the way we cover anyone else.